Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. All right. Well, I guess we'll start the show. Red,
can't
what's up?
Play with the yo-yo.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. We didn't hear you. Couldn't hear you. Could not hear you.
Right here.
What up, everybody? What's going on? It's another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. It is Big Red, Brother B in the house. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. You can catch us on Facebook at The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. And you also catch us on Instagram, The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. What up, Red? What's poppin'?
What's up? Can't play with the yo-yo. Yo-yo.
Somebody's in a good mood. You've been throwing back some gummies or something? What's good?
Right. Nope. Just chilling. Always in a good mood. Except for when people get on my nerves.
Oh, man, I got you.
Because I want to scratch up.
I got you. Yeah. You want some money? Let me hold something. You know.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, man. We already got a caller on, 8704. What's good? You on with the menu? Whether you listening? Hey, how you doing, ma'am? What's going on?
Hello.
Yeah. You can't. What? You having technical difficulties, Red? You good? You good? Red, you get me?
I'm here. Yeah.
Oh, I was wondering. I was wondering, you seem just coming in a little delayed. So,
I don't know.
Our topic for tonight. Oh my gosh. 69-47. That Miss Cherry.
Hi guys, how you doing?
Hi, Miss Cherry.
Miss Cherry. Hey, listen, Miss Cherry, you need to come.
What did you
say? You got to come on with a little more zest. You came on like, you know what I'm saying, you was about to serve a subpoena or something like that. Like, you got to come on with a little, you know, make an entrance.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hey, guys, how you doing? I'm glad to be here.
Yo, what's good?
You want to introduce? Yeah, let's get this started.
Oh, okay. All right. See, I like that. I like the energy.
Is that good enough?
I like that.
Is that good enough?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Got to get you a drum roll next time. So, our topic for tonight. What are some hard stops when dating? So, Red, we're going to start with our guests first. Let's start with 8704. Okay. Then we're gonna start with then we're gonna go to Miss Cherry, and then you can take it in, you know, red, and I'll go last.
All right. So I want to know what is a hard stop. Not being punctual. That's a hard stop for me. First impression.
Lateness.
Yeah, you better be sitting in traffic or like on your deathbed or something, but punctual type of person. So that's
how
me.
Many times
that's very little. That's minute. So.
Okay, so how many times does a person have to be late?
First date? You can't be late. First date, you can't be late.
So what if like a herd of cattle was in the street or something like that? Like
they don't even get a demerit.
Yeah, I know, right? Like damn.
No. Well, you know, no.
You worse than a job.
Sorry.
Right?
A relationship is a job. A relationship is a job.
It shouldn't be.
But it is. And because it is, you don't have me waiting. My time is precious. Respect my time.
Oh, okay. So I guess now that we've heard from, and your name, ma'am? Your name? Damn, I'm sorry. 8704. Okay, gotcha. Miss Cherry. We heard one hard line.
So
get another. Oh,
there's
my God.
So
see, here we go.
What?
Should I take a nap?
Yes, you should. You want to wake up at 9 o'clock, 9:30? I'm going to say the most important thing that stands out is not being reliable. You know, when somebody tells you something, especially early on in the relationship, things do happen, but when they happen early up in the relationship, you have to start questioning that from the beginning. Like she said, being late. If it's important to that person, they're going to make sure they're early, not on time. So if they're just getting there and they wind up being late, it's because it wasn't that important.
So
I kind of agree with what she said on that respect, but it's just really being able to, you know, count on them, be able to know that what comes out of their mouth is going to happen.
Damn, that's precious. Okay. I got it. I'm just saying, like, you know, late. You know, I get the lateness, but it that feels like, you know, an employment issue. And then there's the being able to count on someone. I get that too, but you know, Miss Cherry, you just made it sound real like, you know, off with your head type situation. So now I'm hoping Red can come in with a ray of sunshine. And say something you stole the last piece of chicken or something. I don't know.
So if you start somebody in the beginning of the relationship, and the first thing that comes out of their mouth, they can't follow through on it. And then the next thing they have a problem with, how long do you want to continue with this, having to guess whether or not they're going to get it together? You know, right now you're just getting to know them and you don't like what you see. So why continue on that path? I feel you're wasting your time. You're wasting money.
I mean, listen.
I agree.
I'm not knocking anybody, you know, hustle on that. I mean, I do agree. It's just that, you know, the energy that's flowing at the moment is just, you know, it's just sounding real, but, you know, hardcore. It's just making me a little nervous. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get.
Nice,
I just feel nice.
Sometimes when people
like, I feel like my podcast is
on
the line.
On.
Like, if I, you know, like, you feel me, Red? Red, do you feel the intensity?
You said we're being hostile.
No, because I'm about to come in and be hostile myself.
Oh boy!
You know me. I'm in a good mood, but you know, you know, when it comes to things like that with dating or whatever, I'll say, like, being attentive, like, you know, making sure that when you're, you know, first, like I said, first impressions or when you're first getting to know someone, you know, pay attention. Like, pay attention to what I'm saying, just like you want me to pay attention to what you're saying. And just like if you are dating or starting a relationship, or even if it's just like friendship going into a relationship, that means a lot, because when we start getting into that heavy part of the relationship, that means, once again, you know, I want to know that you're listening to me if something is going on with me, or if I have to tell you about something, that you're paying attention and listening, and you're not going to be on some like being dismissive if I tell you something is wrong and you just, oh, yeah, whatever, or you feel that I'm nagging or whatever. Okay, guess what? So when it's your turn and you want to tell me about something, then I could say the same thing. Oh, you just nagging. You just complaining. And then you won't like the way that feels. So I think in the beginning, it should be, you know, you being attentive, just, you know, paying attention to certain things when it comes to, you know, just, I'll say, even when if you're going out on a date and you're in your cell phone every 5 minutes or somebody's calling, I've had that experience where, and this was years ago before social media, where I had went on a date with a guy and every time his mother was calling him like 2 and 3 and 4 times, it's like, okay, if it's not an emergency situation, why do you feel you have to pick up that phone every 5 minutes? She's not in the nursing home. She's not sick. You're telling her that you're on a date. You know, he said, with a friend. Okay, that's fine. But why does she have to call you 2 and 3 times after that? So then I feel you're not really paying attention to me. You're busy doing other things. And it's just like, okay, we're here to get to know each other. That's why we're here. You understand?
Okay, so let me ask you this. So let's say you and the person have been, you know, in the courtship phase for a hot second, and they feel, you know, I guess, you know, to a degree they, you know, you're comfortable with them and they're comfortable with you. Now, let's say they're the type of person that, you know, I guess maybe get a little fidgety from time. Maybe they like playing with their phone because either they just have a lot on their plate and things that they do, or maybe it could be a nervous thing. Like, I don't, you know, who knows? Like, is there any room for error somewhere along the line when it comes down to that?
I'll say yes and no, but once again, like I said, okay, you're right. If we're dealing with each other for a while, okay, I may know, but the my thing is, what are you nervous about? Now, like I said, if you have to be on your phone for, like, work, or if you have, like, a small child or something like that, or just the children in general, I don't care how age, because, you know, your kids are always need you for something. But if you have that type of situation going on, like I said, emergency purposes, stuff like that, okay, that's different. But if you on this, okay, let me just, okay, we sitting here, and that's showing that you don't have anything else to talk about, or we're not going to have, you know, like the conversation is not going anywhere, or maybe I'm not that interested in, you know, it could be a number of things that you have to be on your phone, on social media or whatever, you know, like,
I mean,
I feel people should, you know, like, you have to say, unless you're taking pictures of your food or something like that, you just want to say, hey, look, you know, got a nice little steak. Because I might end up be doing that too, but, you know, you don't really want to do that even when you're on a date. So.
All right. I got you. Me, transparency. My thing is this. If we're starting out, what's somebody peeling potatoes in the background? If we're getting to know one another, you know, I would appreciate it if you can trust me to tell me certain things. Like, there's certain things that I think you should find out up front, you know, more than finding out later. And, but sometimes some people don't, you know, trust, you know, people with certain information. And I get it, because in the beginning, not everybody does that. But depending on, you know, what you two are trying to form here, like after maybe a second or third date, if you see that, you know, that it's going to be something, I really feel that transparency, you know, a certain level of it needs to be, you know, put out there. Like, I, you know, you let me know something, you know, some things that are going on, so that way I can kind of, you know, form and you know, feel how I need to feel, whether I want to keep going on with this, because I don't want to find out something later that I should have found out in the beginning, which is, you know.
Okay, what do you mean by that? Like, what? Like what?
So,
like what things?
I mean, it could be anything, such as, all right, so let's say if there was somebody you were dealing with. Like, let's say you were talking to somebody, you were dealing with somebody, and then me and you were talking. Like, all right, don't, I can understand people, you know, people be like, well, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to do anything. Let me see where this goes. But you know what? Let me know. I would appreciate if you inform me and let me know what's going on. So if I still want to, you know, I still want to continue the courting process, you know, either I'll do that or I'll dead it, because I think you should be upfront about certain things. Hey, I'm still seeing somebody, or hey, you know, I'm dating other people, or this, that, and the third, whatever. So mm-hmm. either A, I know not to put all my eggs in one basket, or even half a dozen, you know what I'm saying, in the basket. It just kind of, you know, keeps me, you know, on point of where I need to be. Some people will kind of just not say things and kind of have you lead into this, like, you know, false sense of security. And, you know, who knows what's going on with you and the next person? It could be something on the surface, or it could be something, you know, really serious. But I think you should give me or give the other person some type of chance. Like, you should let them know. You know, that's just like, you know, one example.
I agree with what you're saying, but you said 2 or 3 dates. You might be there. It's different how people react when they're dating. Like, it might take you 2 or 3 days to decide you really want to be with someone, but it might take her a little bit longer. So as far as being transparent and telling you all her information, she might look at it like, well, I'm not even sure I like him. Let's go at a couple more times. And then if I like him, I'm going to let him know that I'm interested and start making moves so we can be together. I don't know if I would – well, I probably wouldn't go out on a date with you if I had somebody else. But if I did – I don't know how much information I would give somebody on a first or second date. I really would have to, you know, really be into them. And not everybody gets into everybody at the same rate. You said 2 or 3 mm-hmm. dates. It might take me 4 or 5 before I feel comfortable right. telling you my personal business.
And I get that. Well, see,
yeah.
And at that point, then, if after 4 or 5 dates told me that, then it would kind of change my feelings towards you. Whatever feelings I was maybe having, it would change. Because my thing is this: what did you really have to lose by not telling me? Because I would tell you, and it's, the whole thing is well, it's not a thing of where. Oh, you know, I'm putting my business out there. I'm like, listen, I just wanted to let you know and be upfront. So that way you have the choice of either you want to continue this or not. But I just wanted to let you know because what happens
with, sometimes
me
with
and you,
men, unfortunately, okay. sometimes with men, when you tell them that you know, you're not interested in them, it changes the whole dynamics of the relationship. Y'all could have been friends, y'all could have been cool, but now all of a sudden you let them know, I don't want to date you like that, and now mm-hmm. it becomes a hostile type of environment.
Well, wait, so, where did that come from?
Well, you're saying
no.
I understand what you're saying.
No,
yeah.
You said. Listen, you said you let them know you don't want to date them like that. Listen, first of all, once you introduce the fact that, hey, listen, I just want to let you know that, you know, I am currently, you know, vetting other people, or I'm talking to other people. You know, this is just, you know, this is the date. You know, I would like, you know, us to go through the getting to know each other process to see where it goes from there. Like, that's what I mean by, you know, that type of transparency.
Right,
you can take it as you don't have.
But
hold
a lot
on,
of guys do not like that. A lot of guys are not like that. When they're asking you
and
out,
women too.
They may come and approach you like a friend, like, you know, let's go hang out, you know, when they have some fun, go out for drinks. But in their mind, they're thinking, I want to hook up with you. And if you say, no, I'm not interested in you that way, now you're dealing with someone who's not only does not want to be a friend with you, but it's a hostile environment. You know,
I think
that goes that way with women too.
That depends on the person.
Yeah,
well,
I think it depends on the person. I think it goes for men and women, because women could do the same thing, thinking that, okay, we're friends and we're going out on a date, and the guy be like, yo, you know, listen, I'm just, you know, we just cool. I don't really want to, you know, mess with you like that.
Absolutely.
Then just as Ms. Sherry said, it becomes a hostile environment, because then the woman start, you know, getting in her feelings and stuff like, oh, you know, this nigga don't want to date, you know, like.
I don't know. You don't want all of this.
That
may be the case for some people, not all people. And if you have a solid friendship to begin with, because in some cases, if you're really good friends with a person, and it leads to something else, sometimes you realize that you're better off just being friends, and there is no hostility involved at all. And then there are others when, if it's someone you don't know at all and they're inviting you out on a date, you can tell, I want to say, in the female's case, definitely after 5 or 6 dates, if they just need to stay in that, you know, you're cool as a friend. But I think it just depends on the personalities of the individuals that determines if it's going to be hostile or not. But
well, I get you with that, but see, I kind of understand what Ms. Cherry is talking about, because men have this ego thing. So it's like, oh, she don't want to date me. Now he's going to be to a point where he's going to try and, like, outdo, like, say if the chick goes out with another dude. Now it's like he going to try to bogart or try to overdo stuff to try to say, oh, well, I'm the better dude than what you dealing with. Oh, you going out with him? Oh, you going out with him?
That's a lack of maturity.
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to be funny, but that's the game that, you know, young boys play, you know, in their 20s.
Are you kidding
and I'll say, and
me?
I, and
you
I'll
got grown men that play the same game.
Yep.
And ain't that young boys?
It depends on who you choose to be around. I'm not around people like that.
I think a lot of people may not come out and say it, but I think a lot of men would think it. If you're dating them and they think that you're going somewhere and you don't see it and you let them know that, they're going to be looking to see who you do pick up. And they're going to have a problem with that person regardless. They're going to sit there and be like, you know what, I could have been better for her. Look, she's dealing with him. They do it. It's not an age thing. It's more
females
ego,
do it also. Females do it also. Females are very vocal and very trained. Females will show that.
We tend to be more catty about it, and we tend to be more
men are not like that.
But men will think it, and they'll grumble
under
their
breath. They just think it, and then that doesn't change. The
relationship. And it does change their attitude towards you. It does.
Well, you just...
I don't know. I'm sorry. I guess y'all just need to find new people to be around, because I just don't experience that.
You're very lucky. You're very lucky and you're very rare, because I'm close to 50, and I definitely have experienced it from when I was a teenager all the way through. It's a male
absolutely.
Thing. It's a human thing. It's not an
yep.
age thing. It's not an immature thing.
Nothing to do with age. Just
well,
as Ms. Cherry said,
I've
dealt with guys that were younger and older, and it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the maturity level, but, you know, I'm not going to say that it's all men or, you know, some men. It just depends on who you choose to be around. Like, if you're going to be around mature men, then
so let me
you
okay.
may
let
not
me,
experience
but wait,
that.
Wait, hold on, wait. Before you ask your question, Ms. Cherry.
Can I ask
okay,
you a question? Put you on the spot as a man.
Oh,
you went
oh
to
Lord,
a girl,
go ahead.
Right? And you went.
Wait. Remember who you're talking to. Talk to the unicorn.
Oh God.
You went to date a woman and you're really into her, and you think that you're going to the next level. She looks at you and she says, no, you know what, let's just be friends. Would you look at her next man and judge him like she left me for him or she thinks he's better? Does that thought come across your mind? And it's, I don't think it's an immaturity thing, but has it crossed your mind
hell
as a man?
No.
No?
Hell no. Listen, first
you're
of all,
like I'm, happy for
I'm
her?
Secure. No, my
you
whole thing is, first
man?
Of all, well, hold on. Wait a minute. Listen, first of all, we supposed to, this whole courting thing, we're starting out friends. It's about building a foundation of being friends first. You know, if we can't be friends, then we can't really be anything else. Because it doesn't make sense to try and be in a relationship before you try to, you know, lay the foundation for a friendship. That's number one. So number two, if he is the better man, if he's the better man for you, then so be it. Obviously, it may not be me. I may not have the qualifications or the specs that, you know, you're looking for and that you may want. Hey, listen, it is what it is. I approach a situation, me personally, I've approached situations on some, yo, let's be friends first and then see where it goes. Because if it doesn't go that direction, it wasn't time wasted. I made a new friend. I made a friend with someone we could still, hey, what's up? Let's go hang out. This, that, and the third. Hey, what you doing tomorrow? Hey,
pause, brother B.
Homework type situation.
Pause, brother B.
But
pause, brother B.
Oh, Lord. Here
pause, brother B.
Here we go with Red.
You saying that, but guess what? Sometimes, once again, some people get in their feelings and be like, oh, I don't want to be your friend. That's not what I was looking for.
And would you say you are the normal male, or do you have friends that don't react the same way that you do?
Well, I do. Listen, I do have brothers that do not react that way.
How do you know that? How do you know that? You're not around them 24 hours a day. You're not around them. How do you know? They can tell you what the people will say something. People can say something and do something different.
Oh, okay. Well, listen.
Nobody's getting out there. I'm just telling you. People say something and they do something different.
You're
mm-hmm.
okay, but I'm just telling you from the individuals that I know and I've known for years, and I've also had discussions, you know, with other men about this as well, and I've heard from some boys too, but for the most part, no one wants to just jump into a relationship. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to get to a point where you don't just want to jump into something, look at a relationship first, then looking to sleep with this person, and then what, be friends later? Or find out you guys are not compatible or you don't have anything in common? That's what the whole process is about, even though a lot of people nowadays seem to just, you know, forget the whole courting process and they go straight to the, you know, the meet and greet and then it's the bed. Like, no. Like I said, if me and you could be cool, let's be cool. Isn't that the foundation of trying to build a relationship? Is you and that person finding some commonalities and some mutual things? So
right,
it's about
you're absolutely
being cool
right about
with
that.
Each other first, and the whole thing is, I'm not gonna I can have intentions or thoughts that yeah, maybe me and you can be romantically involved, but first, as you said before, Red, I gotta like you first. I gotta see
right,
if,
you're
I,
absolutely
I gotta see
right.
if
no,
I
no,
like
no.
you.
I'm not saying that you're wrong about that, but once again, as Ms. Cherry said, sometimes that can be misconstrued, and then the person will change how they treat you once you say you're not interested.
Exactly.
Or once you just say, oh,
well, you know what? And once
I'm
again,
telling you, it happens. And like I said, it has nothing to do with age. It has nothing to do with age at all.
Oh, no.
But that goes back
y'all,
to what
I'm
Paula said. I'm sorry,
oh,
that goes back to what 8704 said.
Y'all are straight for the frustrating.
No, why?
I was like, because it went from something that, listen.
I know.
At the end of the
day, we're about to get back on topic.
At the end of the day, yeah, we might need another topic because y'all sound like some hurt females who can't keep a friend.
No, I've had plenty of males as friends,
but at the end of the day, I was friends with them, and then when I didn't want to deal with them on that type of level, it changed the relationship.
I've never had that problem.
Well, and once again,
like I said.
Well, like I said,
know,
once again, that's you. Not a problem.
Yeah.
Please
just
like
on,
but
good Lord of mercy.
You're very rare, and I think you're very lucky. But, no, that's not my experience. I have male friends. I don't lose my friends because I don't want to sleep with them. We can still remain friends. But I'm saying there are a large majority of men that when you reject them and say you don't want to date them, it becomes a problem. If you're lucky and that hasn't happened to you, you are lucky.
I don't count it as luck, but I will say I'm an anomaly because I am that individual where I pride myself on building a solid friendship as a foundation before I decide whether I'm going to take it to another level or not. And they have to be on that same page. If you're not going to be on that same page with me, then you don't belong in my book. Period. End of story. But
now,
that's one of the first things I always talk about.
True. Okay, and that leads me to, I'll go next. Expectations. That's a deal breaker with me when you put on too many expectations. There's a reasonable amount of expectations that a person, you know, can have. But it seems like when I see that you seem to have too many expectations, then to me, that's kind of like a deal breaker. You know, it's like if you're looking for too much too fast, or if you're looking for too much, you know, just in general. I can't deal with, you know, all that weight, you know.
Are you using expectations and standards interchangeably? Because if you're saying expectations, what you expect from someone, that has to do with your standards, what you're willing to accept and what you're not. Are we looking at that as the same thing?
But wait a minute, hold on. Once again, the title, you know, of the show is "What Are Some Hard Stops When Dating?" And I have been in situations, time ago, where a lot of people just put certain things out there, the expectations, and it's early, and sometimes I just feel it's a little too early to be doing these things. Is it at least a little too early or too much? You know. So now we're going to throw it on K-Dog. What's up, K-Dog?
K-Dog. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. Good evening. Bonsoir. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. Ooh, I like that.
You know me. You know, I bring the Haitian. You know me. I'm the Haitian up in here. I got to represent the people.
What's up?
Now I gotta represent my peoples, y'all. Hey, what's going on?
What's up, K-Dog?
Hey, what's going on?
So much,
man. Listening to what you guys are saying on the show about dating. Let me tell y'all something.
Hey,
I'm gonna keep it 100%. As a man, I've always, you know, when you're going out on a date with a woman, you know, you expect her to look good.
Oh,
you know, you want her to look good because, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I love it when a woman dresses elegant. I love to see when a woman looks dressed.
You gotta wear a ball gown.
No, not a ball gown. I'm not asking for a ball gown, but come on now, you know. You know, if the occasion calls for us to dress up, but you know, look good. Like,
I've
got to be clean. You know, no, the ball gown. Oh my goodness, man, that ball gown. I might as well get my tuxedo out the closet.
I know, right? Yeah, but I know it's a problem to pay for those things.
Yeah.
So your whole thing is a woman in the way she dresses.
Yeah, and the way she carries herself, and plus her appearance, you know, yes, personality is a good thing. Yes, she could have a good conversation. She could have an intelligent mind, but you got to have something going on with your looks. I mean, for me, I've always been attracted to the way a woman looks. Like, you've seen on my page, you've seen the glam and, you know, the old classic glam that everyone talks to me about saying, man, girl, you really have
like the Lena Horns and stuff like that. I got you.
Yeah, the Lena Horns, the Dorothy Dandridge, you know.
Yeah.
But however, it's like I've always admired that as a, from a woman. Ever since I was a kid, I've always looked at that like, wow, that is so beautiful. When a woman is together, but when a woman comes to it's good. I'm going out with somebody, and your hair's not, you know, you're beautiful, but come on, make yourself up or something, you know. Dress.
Parents
is
right.
Yeah. You don't have
parents.
Yeah, you don't have.
You know, your parents.
You need to keep up your appearances because you know what it is. It's like, it's not attractive because one time I remember years and years and years ago I dated a girl and. We were in a relationship, and there was a party that they were having, and I invited her, and she came with me. And someone pulled me to the side and said, Kerwin, hey, man, why your girl look like that for? I said, I told her it's a party. This girl came with, no exaggeration, she came with her hair wrapped, her head wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
She was wearing some old lady blouse, a very long skirt, tube socks and shoes. And she was like, oh, but you know, I just did what, and mind you, I'm wearing the slacks, I'm wearing the shirt, I'm wearing the shoes. And it's like, she comes looking and people were laughing. I'm like, oh man, you know, and it, and you
wait,
know, I don't care what people
on.
Think. Too,
so
I, look,
okay,
sorry,
okay,
Kate,
though. Wait,
yeah.
Let me back up. Let me hold
wait,
on.
Wait, Kate, though, hold on.
I got to interject. I got
to interject. Kutu, was she going
to
gym?
It's not even that. Dude, I'm going to be honest. Did you tell her what type of party it was? Because at the end of the day,
I did tell her. And I looked at her, and I looked at her.
Did you pick her up?
When I came to meet her. And then when I looked at her, I said, what are you wearing? I just didn't feel like.
So I'm gonna be honest. I have dressed a man before. No, let's fix this.
K Dog, you were already in a relationship.
Yeah, and I used to tell her that. I used to
see,
listen.
Right.
And I used to get on
you
her. And that would be our
responsibility to fix that.
Can
because
I ask
you know
a
what?
Question? It, is that the way she normally dresses?
The way
or
she normally dresses. Oh my goodness, she was a jeans and she was always wearing jeans. She was always wearing she was always dressed in jeans and sneakers.
So
there was
in
no
all
flag.
Fairness,
but
flag
you chose
was,
to go into a relationship with her.
Was. That was the way that she was, and you invited her to a special event. Maybe she just felt coming the way that she normally comes, and. Maybe you weren't able to communicate to her that she needed to go a little bit more fancier.
And I did. And you know what I did? After that, we had to go shopping. We had to go shopping.
Oh, that was a trick.
I changed her up.
I was like, you also decided
to go into a relationship with her with the way that she looked. So you knew already from the get-go that she didn't have expectations.
That was the thing, and I had
when
to dress
it comes
her up.
To dressing.
Yeah, and I had to dress
her
up.
That should have been a no go from you from day one, but you kind of hung in there for a minute.
And at the time, it was like, wow, that was going back many, many years, but still, I had to dress her up. I was like, listen, we're going shopping.
I don't think
she's
you
like,
had to dress her up.
That
I
was
think
the
you
trap.
Just had to let her be herself. You had to let her be yourself. And it's
no, I did. But at the same time, even her mother.
Everybody can use improvement. I'm sorry.
And her mother even said that. Her mother said like this. Why don't you dress up?
And
I feel
you. Wait. I feel you. Everybody use improvement. And, okay, Dog, listen. So you took a shopping.
Mm-hmm. I had to take her shopping at the time.
Bang. That was it.
It.
You took her shopping because you wanted to step up a game, so you took her shopping.
I took her shopping.
When you're in a relationship.
Because you know what?
Well, yeah.
Instead of her wearing boots, I was like, you wearing shoes.
Hmm.
You and I was like,
yeah,
you
know, I think, you know, everybody seen though just made that sound.
Yeah,
like,
to lose me on this one.
Yeah, because I'm like, yo.
Nice I'm going
to
say
wanna,
yeah. By
I
the way,
it's nice
you
to
want
to improve your partner, but if you're trying to get her to change so that she fits in with your friends, I don't think that's fair to her when you met her a certain
no,
way.
No, I didn't do that to her to fit in with my friends because I wanted because
well,
what
you
I
didn't
wanted.
Have a problem with the way she dressed until you brought her
no,
to the
but
party.
That night it turned into a problem. It turned into a problem because for me personally, when I saw her, I was like, why didn't you wear something different? And I pulled her to the side. I'm like, you keep,
so
and she's like this.
Before the party, how long were you dating her?
We were dating for at least a couple of months.
And in a couple of months, did you
ever
dress the way that
you went into a relationship.
Yeah,
I'm saying
we
before that, during that time, did you ever say to her, look, I don't think you're dressing nice. I want you to
no,
dress it up. Or did it happen
I
after
used to
that
tell
party?
Her that. I used to tell
and
her that. I told
her
that even before.
You didn't take her shopping or anything before
when
the
I
party?
Asked her, she said she told me that she had a pair, she had shoes. I'm like, okay, you have shoes? Yeah. I could dress up, and then when I saw that, I was like, "Oh man, what the hell?" When I came, and it's like that was my, and I'm like,
"I'm not trying to be funny, but if you're 3 months in a relationship, 3 months is still in, but
yeah,
when you're in that 3 month phase, you should technically be going out to different places, literally as a
right.
date,
and
whether
that
it's
was,
an upscale
restaurant
or and
that was the first time that we were going. And you know what's funny? What's cool? Let me tell you this. When she dressed, wait a minute, I'm lying. When she dressed up, I'm not going to lie to you, she looked good. She looked damn good. And I was like, there you go. Because also she was
wow.
part of a church. So
well,
one
you
time,
know,
K-Dog, they K-Dog, had.
K-Dog, K-Dog, K-Dog.
Well,
you outed, K-Dog, I'm sorry.
I don't think that's right.
I'm sorry, K-Dog, I think you outed yourself. I think you just outed whatever side piece you was dealing with. And you wanted to step up a game. You just outed yourself. Bro.
No. I wasn't dealing with anybody on the side. You know what's funny? I used to tell her that. I used to tell her, you're beautiful, and you're beautiful, but you got. And she's like, oh, I know you don't like the way I dress. I'm like, listen, there's you okay? You want to be comfortable, but
so you were
on,
being patient.
Wrong with
you were being patient.
Yeah, basically. I was, and everyone noticed that. They said, you know, I saw, like, you know, you look good, but there's ways that you dress. You can't, you know, try to glam. And even her mother
okay.
even used to tell her glam herself up because her mother used to be like, you're not an ugly girl. Why is it that you have to walk around with looking like you're, you know.
Homely.
You're just going into
the
corner
the
store.
Normal? Is that
wow.
the
okay.
normal?
Oh, listen. Okay.
Natural.
So we're gonna
what's the actual topic?
Chair.
What's the topic of this segment?
We're about to go back into that. And matter of fact, hey, swing us back in. So, what's a hard stop for you? What's another hard stop for you?
You're asking me.
I was asking 8704. What's another hard stop for you?
Another hard stop. In the very beginning, I would say like where we go.
Mm-hmm. Outings.
Like where you go out.
Like
out
where you choose to take me out. Yeah. Like if you're gonna tell me we're going out to dinner and you take me to Red Lobster, I might have an issue, just because I have standards. Just because
I think
a lot
of people have that.
Yeah,
that's
I would have an
people.
Issue with that too, because Red Lobster is disgusting.
Red Lobster, that's when you know what Red Lobster's for? When you're a teenager, or if you're a parent and you're doing a family night, you're doing
I wouldn't even take my family
to that mess.
But I'm just using that as an example. Like, you know, you're telling me you're going someplace and you say you consider it to be an upscale spot, and I know my taste and my palate, and you pull up to like a Red Lobster, I'm gonna have an issue.
Uh oh.
So that's
right.
that's a definite stop, like
that's
hardcore.
Right.
Miss Cherry.
Like I'm like, well, I know you're joking or something, but you know, card stop.
There was a person I know. There was a brother. You want to hear something? Let me make you laugh. There was somebody who told us that I remember at work, this guy told me that, oh well, you know, I'm taking my woman out to Olive Garden. I'm like, you're taking her where? To Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And
nope.
You know what?
Nope.
She was
gonna
mad.
Go to Olive Garden either.
You know what? She got mad at him for that and was like, what the hell is this? And he's like, oh, she got mad because I took her to Olive Garden. I'm like, well, a woman's not going to be happy that you're taking her on a date and you're going to Olive Garden. That's what it is? That's why on your app, you have a Yelp. Okay? You have Yelp. Check out some restaurants. You even had the, back in the day, the Zagat survey.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's like expand your palate. That's
exactly.
What I say, expand your palate. Like,
expand your wallet.
Well, it's not even, that too, but not really, because like I said, you have a lot of places that are very good in New York City that won't break your pockets. If you're looking at a point where it's like, okay, I don't want to spend that much money, which I kind of understand, they are places that are good places, but, you know, expand your palate.
Yeah, because you know what? It doesn't have to do research.
I think there's a difference between how much you're spending and aesthetics, or like, you know, like background. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to take somebody, you know, any place cheap and cheesy, because it may not have anything to do with money. Like, you can go someplace that's
mm-hmm.
reasonably priced, but it's very nice. You know, it's a very
right.
nice place to sit
that's
down and eat.
Down.
You know, so in other words, pick and choose your place. Right. Huh?
Right.
Right.
Because.
Hello?
Okay. Well, I say
yeah,
that,
see
you know, saying. when guys will ask me, you know, what way you like to eat at, and I tell them sushi, I never get a phone call again because, like, okay, I'm saying sushi. Like, okay. Like, I'm not going to tell you no cheap-ass place. Not really the cheap place. I'm not even looking at the money factor, but I'm not going to tell you some place that I don't, like, that don't appeal to me. Like,
mm-hmm.
Red Lobster, no. I don't want that seafood that they done made, like, they done made a lobster in the back. No, if you're going to take me someplace, if you say we going up to, what's it called, the City Island or something like that, I'll be a little more, you know, like, oh, okay, you know,
nope.
I don't mind doing that. But it's just like, all
I'm
right.
I'm still
going to
say no.
Well,
mm-hmm.
like I said,
I'm
why?
Still
going
to say no. I'm not trying
you
to
say
funny.
That, that's
why?
Fine.
I'm still going to say no. I'm still going to say no.
Why? Well, why?
City Island is common. People go there to try and impress people. I'm not trying to go to City Island. If you're going to take me somewhere, we're going to go. Listen, don't make me name a restaurant, because I'll be the first one to say, let's go to Brooklyn Chop House.
Well, so knowing that somebody with the background.
Sorry.
Yeah, so.
Like, I don't want to go where everybody goes. I don't want to go where I'm about to run into all my neighbors. I don't want to go to a spot that is a family, you know, a family style setting, and it's
right.
And it's us two as a date. It's a different.
Well, that's why
if we're taking, if we're taking kids or something,
right.
If we're taking kids or something, yeah, sure, let's go to a family style restaurant, a family dining spot. But if it's something where it's intimate and I'm trying to get to know you, no, don't do that. Put some thought behind it.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
this is what I say.
This is what I say. When you are planning a date, when you're trying to go out on a date with a female, and it doesn't hurt to do research. Here's what you do. You do research. That's what the Yelp app is there for. For those of you who don't know Yelp app, it's like back in the days you had the Zagat survey. You had all these things that you could look up restaurants. And
but
there,
you know,
they have the prices.
Okay.
But also, let me say this.
Let's shoot beyond the restaurant thing. Let's just shoot beyond that. You know, before we wrap up in like 9 minutes. What, you know, Ms. Sherry, hard stop. What's, you know, talking?
So I'm just going to kind of bring it back to what K-Dog had said earlier because it bothered me. I think that if I'm dating somebody or trying to get to know them and I feel I have to change for them because whatever attracted you to me in the first place should be what we're trying to get to know each other more about. You're already involved with me and you're trying to change me so that your friends will get approval. You can get your friends' approval. What we have going on doesn't have anything to do with your friends. It was whatever attracted you to me should be what we're working on to hold you to me. So if I'm going into a relationship and he's like, oh, I don't like your hair, I don't like your clothes, I don't like your shoes, I don't like where you eat, I'm probably going to be like, you know what, I don't think you like me too much. I think you better find the person you're looking for. That's a hard thing. I don't try to change people. If I'm not interested in you, we're not going to go on the first date.
And, you know, to answer that, you know, it wasn't just to impress friends or anything like that. It was just, you know, I didn't try to change her into something that she wasn't because it was just that, you know, just to tell her that, you know, there's certain ways to dress. Like, okay, like some women might not like, might not be attracted to the way somebody dresses, like someone appearances, like especially if you have a sloppy appearance, it's, you know, kind of like unattractive. You know, you want you're with the person, but you also want them to, you know, try to look good. And it wasn't to impress friends though.
But
it was
that's
not
why I asked you. That's why I asked you, was she that way when you met her? It wasn't that she came to you and she looked a certain way, and then when you started dating her, she changed up. When you met her, she looked that way.
She was, no, because she was, because you know what? She was, when I first met her, she was a neat girl. I mean, her hair was combed and everything was good. But then after,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just being honest. I'm being honest. She had a hair and a ponytail, She didn't wear that much makeup. But however, it was just the appearance. The dress appearance, because I've had, trust me, I've even had women who spoke to me about certain things that I was wearing because there was because if you go back a couple of years back, I was still wearing baggy jeans, but there was a girl that I was dating who told me that baggy jeans were out and, you know, start to wear fitted. Even to this day, I still wear fitted jeans.
Okay,
so,
hold on. Okay, though. Yeah. I got to toast to Hot Rod. We got 6 minutes left. I got to toast to Hot Rod.
Hot Rod.
Hi, Hot Rod.
He's going to bite us.
Hello, ladies. Hello, ladies and guys. Two things I want to say. First of all,
you're breaking up, brother.
A liar.
Okay. Who's breaking up? No.
Yeah, you're breaking up. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me
now?
Yeah,
he's down. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nah. Not really.
Never mind tonight.
Not bad. Okay.
You're very low. I can hear you, but you're very low.
The whole thing when it comes down to the courting process, which, you know, it may seem or sound unfamiliar to some. I guess there's some things in the beginning, you know, that kind of dictate, you know, some things that may transpire or things you may talk about and see in the beginning, which dictates where you're going to go, you know, with that individual. Yeah, I've heard some interesting things. The whole thing of, you know, where you're going out to is very interesting as well. I mean, to each his own when it comes down to wherever you pick a place. You know, as long as everybody's comfortable, you know, it's all good. In terms of dress, hey, I see it like this. You know, there's certain things off the back. And that's one of those things with being transparent. I would have to be transparent at the beginning, like, hey, listen, we good. I like you, but your pants are baggier than mine. Could we do something about that? Or you got on tube socks and I got on dress socks. Like, there's an issue. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's certain things you don't want to do or you don't want to let slide, because in the beginning, there's certain things you let slide, then they'll think it's okay. And as long as they think it's okay, they feel they can keep doing it. And then when they keep doing it, then when you turn around and say, you know, in like the seventh inning, like, hey, I need you to change this, was like, well, you met me like this. So now all of a sudden you want me to change. That's when sometimes it may become a little offensive. You know, it may become a turnoff, because if you accepted them in the beginning, you know, why are you not accepting them now?
Absolutely.
You know, once again, you know, I just, you know, it's interesting. And this was only like, what, maybe four or five things that were said in terms of hard stop. So I was imagining what would happen if this is a 2-hour show and we were talking about other hard stops. I mean, if anybody wants to throw anything real quick, you know, anything else into the mix about a hard stop, you know.
Hard stop?
We can.
Yeah. Hygiene.
Oh, hell yeah. Hygiene, hell yeah. Walk around.
I think your attitude towards your family and your relationship with them, mm-hmm. You know, if you can't treat your own people well, it's not going to work out.
Mm. You can say that again.
8704.
Listen, I have to agree right there. Like, the way you treat, like, if I see how you treat your family, you know, that's an automatic turn off. And, you know, a hard stop, especially if we're not married and stuff like that. So, you know, all I can say is to each his own, you know.
Kids.
Well,
what about kids? Kids?
Nah, that's not a hard stop. I can deal with that. That's not a hard stop.
I don't know. Mine's a grown. I don't know if I want to start dating someone that has little kids. I probably could be open to, like, older or teenagers and older, but I don't think I want to do the baby, the 2, 3, 4, 5-year-olds, you know. I'm getting ready to start enjoying retirement and traveling, and as selfish as it sounds, I don't want to do that big family planning thing.
Right.
I say that
with the kids as well, you know, certain age. No, I don't mind dating somebody that has children, but if the kids are older, that's different. Now, because I do like dating younger men, they're going to have younger children. Okay. I can work with that a little bit.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, I can work with it.
All right. Well, listen, we got less than a minute. Throw something in there real quick, K-Dog. Hard stop?
Well,
yeah.
Hey, it's like, love, love, love. And by the way, congratulations, Eric Adams, on becoming the new mayor.
I saw that.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations to Eric Adams. And on that note, another episode of The Menu in the Can. Thank you, 8704, Miss Cherry, Hot Rod, K-Dog, and Big Red. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Be well. Have a great night.
Peace.
Peace. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Peace out, guys.
Great weekend, everybody. Good
night.
Take care.
You too.
Yeah, and stop being so damn critical. You critical people.
We won't. I've changed over the years. I'm not like that no more.
Yeah, right. Later, y'all.
Later, y'all.